Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Whining isn't winning, ladies and gentlemen. Whining isn't winning. We have a group of people that are now the largest group of people out there. Millennials, the big generation, the whiniest generation. We've got the greatest generation, right? We got them. Remember them? Yeah, they fought the Nazis. You know, fought the Japanese. Fought the Italians. Well, come on, the Italians were a mess. But still, you know, they took on the Axis and won. We got them. Then we got the baby boomers who started some whininess, but eventually became a little bit more conservative in the latter years, retiring left, right, and center. Then you got the Gen Xers, who are a mixture of both, of which I'm a part of. We started some of this PC culture, but now it's been overrun into insanity. And we've become the worst part of it because we've become the parents of many of these millennials. And what have we done? It's not just the parents, but there's a big part of that, society in general. Whining is not winning. I will tell you that now. What we're seeing going on in the streets, what we're seeing in these protests, are people who've never faced adversity in their life. And they whine. People who've never lost because they've never tried. And when they have tried, they were guaranteed to be a winner. They're like those things where you go to a fast food restaurant and it says on the cup, everybody's a winner. You could win a free small drink or a small fry, or you could win a car. But everybody's a winner. Last Tuesday night, they were delivered something that they weren't used to. They pulled the little tab on the giant cup of life, and it said, sorry, try again in 4 years. So rather than go, they took to the streets in mass, screaming and yelling, demanding change in the rules, demanding and change in results, thinking if they shout loud enough, if they scream loud enough, if they cry loud enough, that somebody will hear their calls and come to their rescue. I'm here to tell you it's not going to happen. Whining isn't winning. If you want to make change, if you want to be victorious, if you feel that you have a path this country should go on and you want to enact that change and you want to find somebody to put them in place, or maybe even it's you, then what you need to do is stop being anti something and for something. That's how you're going to enact that change. Whining isn't winning. You live in a world that has given you everything. You complain about white privilege, but most of you have lived with white privilege and have taken the advances it's given you and not whined about it because it's given you something. Trust me, they wouldn't be whining if Hillary won. They didn't get what they wanted. They throw fits. They don't know how to use their words. Remember when you're dealing with your child? Use your words. Use your words. They're not using their words the right way. They can be scared and they can be upset. But what do you stand for? You think the country's going in the wrong direction? Which direction do you think it should go? What do you stand for? That's what I want to know. That is what I want to know. What do you stand for? And if you think that the direction that we're taking is wrong, then how are you going to enact some sort of plan that is going to take the direction that you want, that you think is best for the country? Standing outside and flipping off Donald Trump, sending horrible tweets and memes and demanding a change in the process isn't going to get it done. Whining is not winning. These kids, a good portion of this younger generation, has been helicopter parented, has been given trophies and presents at every turn, has been told that every piece of artwork gets to go on the refrigerator, no matter how bad it is. They've been told they're special, and they've been told they're winners. yet they've never really participated in anything where they had the chance of losing. I think sports is something that every child should go through and should play, and there should be winners and losers. Because in defeat is when you build character. Victory does not build you character. You can be a gracious winner, and that's fine and dandy. But the truth is, in defeat is when you will run up on situations that you'll face in life. Obviously, they're micro situations, and you'll have big macro situations in life, but it still starts to prepare you to fail, to fall at the first hurdle, to get beat, to come close but lose. It'll hopefully show you, hey, I didn't like that feeling, but I'm energized to go out and win so I don't feel that again. That's how you build character. Character doesn't get built through victory. Character gets built through defeat. The great Nat King Cole, right? What do? You pick yourself up, you dust yourself off, and you try all over again. It's what you do. Last Tuesday night, millions of people went to the polls. 124 million by the time everything's said and done, if it all gets counted, which it may not. Maybe 128 million, maybe 130 million. And we chose a president that does not reflect certain people's views. They think he's misogynistic. They think he is racist. They think he is a warmonger. They think he's incompetent and stupid. They think he's all of these things. Some of which may be true, some of which is BS. But they didn't like it, so they took to the streets. And rather than going out there saying, we need to start a movement that is actually going to put in place people that we feel are going to best represent us, they went out there as an anti-this and an anti-that. Each one of them, narcissistically, having their own belief system intact and not one full thing. It's a giant puzzle piece. The difference is all of them are puzzle pieces, but none of them fit together. The only thing they have in common is they don't like the results and they can't stand Trump. That's it. Half of them out there probably didn't like Hillary either. And when I've heard some of them talk, they're pissed because they didn't want either of them. Winding's not winning. You want to win in life. You're going to face defeat. Show me somebody who's never lost. I'll show you somebody who's never tried. I fail all the time. I'll do a segment. I'm like, man, that sucked. I listen to it. I want to find out what I did wrong. Boom. Same thing with my voiceovers. Same thing for the business that we have. Same thing in life. I fail as a parent, but I want to be a better parent. So I'm going to learn. But I learned all of these things because as a kid growing up, I was fortunate enough. You have a family that believed that you play a sport and you go to church and you go to school. And sport was going to be, they were co-equals. They were tri-equals. Each one of them was vitally important. And from there, I learned how to win and lose the right way. I learned how to face adversity in situations. I have news for you. Those kids out there who've never lost and you got trophies, life keeps score. Whether you want it to or not, it keeps score. And crying doesn't change anything. It doesn't. If you want to enact change and you think you have the path that the country should go on, then instead of being anti this, be pro something else and show the people. That's what you got to do. But whining is not winning. Crying, bitching, moaning, throwing a fit is not going to get you anywhere. I see you on TV. I talk to you all the time. And you're absolutely out of your mind at this result and how this could happen. But you seem to forget that there was another team you were playing against. You seem to forget that there was another candidate out there. You seem to forget that there was a hurdle to get over. You just thought it would go away and you would be presented with it all. It's not the way it works. Right now, actually, we were fortunate enough to get he doesn't want to use his real name, so he's going to go by John Doe. He is one of the millennials that's out there. He's been in Portland. He's been in New York. He's been in Chicago. He's back out of New York. He was kind enough to join us this late hour tonight. And so, John, I want to know, what is it that you stand for right now when it comes to these complaints about the new president-elect Trump? Okay. So you're unhappy with the results because you feel that he doesn't reflect your ideology when it comes to climate change and women's rights and gay issues. What about? I understand. Take a deep breath. I understand. But let me ask you this: what if you give him a chance and Trump actually does some stuff for America? Are you going to give him credit, or is this just you're done with him and the likes of him? Man, I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know what to say to you. You know, you've got your viewpoint. You're not going to veer from it. This is the attitude you're going to take. And there's not a lot I can do about it or anybody else. I'm going to tell you this, like I told everybody else, John, whining is not winning. Good luck on that, and eventually you'll get the participation trophy, as will Hillary and everybody else. I know he's not your president, but she's nobody's president. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, chad@chadbensonshow.com. You can text us, love it when you do, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. That there is the text line. We also have a phone line. I don't think I've given out the number today. Have I, Producer Phil?
I don't think you have at all, no.
844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423, 844-DIG-CHAD. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Thinking of a master plan. This ain't nothing but sweat inside my hands. So I dig into my pocket, all my money spent. So I dig deeper, but still coming up with lint. So
blah, 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 blah. He's Chad Benson.
Let that thing bump for a minute, dude.
I need money. I used to be a stick-up kid, so I think of all the devious things I did. I used to roll up. This is a whole
I gotta be honest. Eric B. and Rakim, there's just a few out there, right, that you can just... That sounds good today. Like, doesn't that feel good, Phil? That sounds good. You're like,
yeah,
that's one of those... You can listen to it, and you're like, damn, I don't know why I don't listen to more Eric B. and Rakim. I mean, there's some stuff you look back and you're like, ah... That sounds good now. Like other stuff, it sounds dated. That's not one of those things. That is absolutely not one of those things. Trump is having some transition issues, according to many of the mainstream media. By the way, did you see the new poll out today? It says 70% of people in outside of the media believe the media is telling lies. Doesn't believe the media is giving you the whole shake. That's understandable. That's very much understandable. But you're seeing stuff like there's a knife fight, and this is par for the course in transition and placing a team together. You've got a bunch of people who felt they've had a hand in electing Donald Trump, right? They felt like they have helped get Donald to this point, whether it be Lewandowski when the whole thing kicked off, Manafort along the way. For those of you people who don't know, don't follow politics, they're just two of the people that along the way played a big portion of this. And then you've got Bannon and now, you know, Reince Priebus. And these guys, they're all jockeying for positions, right? You've got 100 people. Think of it this way. It is musical chairs. There's only so many positions, and a lot of people want those positions, but there's more people than positions. So some people are going to be cut out of this. Doesn't mean they may not show up later on down the road. Doesn't mean there's not a plan for them at some point in time. Just means, hey, Kellyanne Conway, people are wondering what she... Here's a woman who was a surrogate for him. Here's a woman who went out there and worked tirelessly with Steve Bannon and helped do a lot of stuff. Help him, I think, along with Bannon, get this ship on the right path and get him elected. You know, people are wondering where she's going to be. But a lot of people had a hand in this. The infighting that is happening, Trump likes that stuff. Trump wants to be impressed. Trump wants people that are strong. Trump wants people that are loud. Trump wants people that want to impress him. Trump is not one of these people that wants a bunch of yes people around him. Look, the final decision's always going to land at his desk. I don't think that. But if you talk to successful people, and I've heard Trump talk about it, he surrounds himself with people that are smart and allows them to do what they do. He wants them to compete for attention. And that's what they're going to have to do. Infighting is what they call it. I think for Trump, it's competition more than it is infighting. They're going to fight amongst themselves. They're going to push back on each other. Some of them will win. Some of them will lose. Some of them will get sick and tired of it, and they'll bounce. Some of them will be bounced. But infighting, if you will, or competition is good. That's when you get a lot of stuff done, when there's strife. You find the greatest songwriters in the world. You find great companies that have had people that have headed up the companies. You find out the fighting and the stuff that goes on there, the power struggle, where we should and shouldn't take the company. You find it with music, you know, across the board. You find it in sports. It's okay to have some. It's one thing when it becomes a giant disaster and it's just nothing but fighting, but the competition side of things is okay. It's okay to have a little strife. So when you hear this over the next couple of days that so-and-so got fired or such-and-such is being, you know, kicked to the curb or so-and-so looks like they're going to get a place inside of there, a lot of people have had a hand in this. Some of them, like anything in life, they're going to take you a certain distance, but they're not going to take you all the way. And for other people, they may have come late, but they're exactly what you needed, and they're here for the long haul, and that's what you're going to have to do. There's going to be some hurt feelings, but don't listen to it. Bannon and Reince Priebus, the people who are going to be at literally the ear of the president, are going to be the ones who will fight the most. But don't be surprised if both of them get a bit of their way. And usually the last person in, much like when you're bidding on a job at somebody's house, might be the person that gets his way the most. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. Chad@ChadBensonShow.com. ChadBenson. Text the show 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. People's Choice Awards were announced. We're going to pick through it and see which one we would win if we were actually in one of these things. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Once again, I have not been named People's Sexiest Man Alive. Apparently, Dwayne The Rock Johnson is. I think we all know that I came in a very close second place to The Rock. I think we get that. I was going to do something, you know, here, like serious. I'm like, I'm over it. I'm like talked out of the serious crap. Let's talk about stuff that matters in life. Let's talk about the People's Choice Awards. This is the award show I like because we, the people, participate in the People's Choice Awards, hence the name, the People's Choice Awards. It's going to be at the Microsoft Theater in L.A. on the 18th of January. Anthony, can you see who's actually hosting that thing? But this is the 2017. Now, I like going through these because, like, I know at the Oscars, I'm going to know, I'll know who the actors and actresses are, but I will have seen none of those movies because those movies bore the crap out of me. Chad, are you saying drama is easy? It's boring. It's boring. So these are the movies that, like, you know, it's like the MTV Movie Awards. It's like, that's what people care about. All right, here's the favorite movie. I have seen three of these. Captain America Civil War, liked it. Deadpool, loved it. Finding Dory, didn't see it. Suicide Squad, wanted to see it, didn't. Zootopia, loved it. I would say out of the three that I have seen, Deadpool and Zootopia, it's a tie. Either one of those is a winner for me. Either, I loved both. I thought it was great. I thought Zootopia was great. And Deadpool was just awesome. And it's sad because I don't know if you've heard, because, you know, the movie's made a ton of money. And the fight between Ryan Reynolds and a few of the other people about creative direction doesn't look like Deadpool 2 is going to be made anytime soon. They both seem to have dropped away, the original director and Ryan Reynolds from the project. Favorite movie actor? Kevin Hart, Robert Downey Jr., Ryan Reynolds, Tom Hanks, Will Smith. Ryan Reynolds probably wins that one. Kevin Hart, man, that guy's in everything. He's an, like, I go to Netflix and I'm like, I don't even know this movie. Yet to be determined. He's my favorite of all. Yet to be determined is going to be hosting in the 2017 People's Choice Awards. Favorite movie actress. Okay, Phil, I'm going to be a jerk here.
Okay,
Scarlett Johansson, you know, amazing. Melissa McCarthy, Margot Robbie, hello. Jennifer Lawrence, whatever. Anna Kendrick. You know who she is, right?
From Yeah, I do.
I don't get her.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
I don't get it. Look, she's talented. Her voice is amazing. I don't mind watching her act. I just don't get. Like, I always tell women, always ask me, what's the appeal of Sandra Bullock? And the question is always, you know, like people are like, why does people find Sandra Bullock cute, or why do guys find her hot? And I'm like, do you know why? Because Sandra Bullock is in a guy's league. And by that, I mean, she's not the hottest girl at the mall. So you think you have a chance with her. So she has an everyday man's appeal because everyday men feel like, hey, I got a shot. And then she marries Jesse James. So that doubles the ante there. All right, here we go. Favorite action movie, Batman versus Superman, did not see. Captain America, did see. Deadpool, did see. Suicide Squad, X-Men Apocalypse. I'm going to go with Deadpool on this. I think Deadpool's going to sweep these things. I really do. Let's hear. Okay, this is what I love about these things, because unlike the Oscars, where they pigeonhole everything. Favorite animated movie voice: Kevin Hart, Secret Life of Pets; Jason Bateman, Zootopia; Jennifer Goodwin, Zootopia; Ellen DeGeneres, Finding Dory; and Bill Murray, The Jungle Book. I'm going to go with maybe Jason Bateman. God, that was a great movie. You got to see that. Favorite comedic movie. Now, have you seen any of these? I've seen one.
I have not seen any of them.
Bad Moms?
Did not see it.
I do want to see that. I keep threatening every night to rent it on Amazon Prime for like $2.99 for a 24-hour rent. I keep threatening, but then I don't. But it looks funny. Central Intelligence, I saw. I liked it. Ghostbusters, How to Be Single, and Neighbors 2. I'm going to go with what I know, and that is Central Intelligence. I have a feeling that Bad Moms is going to win. Favorite comedic actor: Chris Hemsworth, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Kevin Hart, Ryan Gosling, Zac Efron. I'm going to go with Dwayne The Rock Johnson, because he's the sexiest man alive, right? Why shouldn't he be the funniest man as well? That's what makes him so sexy. It's because he's funny. Anna Kendrick's in there for the favorite movie actress. Kristen Bell, Kristen Wiig, Melissa McCarthy, Rebel Wilson. I don't get the whole, you know, Anna Kendrick thing. Okay, favorite dramatic movie. Now, this is where it gets weird, because it's like Deepwater Horizon. Okay, fine. Me Before You. Okay. Miracles from Heaven. Okay. Sully. Okay. Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children. Like, that's like a kid's, like, and I would put that not in a dramatic role. Who picks these? Oh, my goodness. I don't know. But, like, this is why I like it. They have favorite thriller movie: The Shallows, The Purge Election Year, Nerve, Girl on the Train, The Conjuring Tour. Girl on the Train will win it, even though I never saw it. But Conjuring Tour was awesome. And The Purge is amazing. The Purge is great. Now we get the TV shows. Now, let's see how many of these you actually watch or have seen.
I don't watch any television.
Big Bang Theory, though. You've seen that.
I've seen a couple of episodes, yes.
Grey's Anatomy, Outlander, Stranger Things, Walking Dead. I will tell you, I'm going to go out on the limb and I say Stranger Things wins this.
Grey's Anatomy is still on.
It is still on. And I think McDreamy is still in it.
I think I watched the first episode and then was like, eh.
Yeah. Favorite TV comedy. Big Bang Theory, Black-ish, Jane the Virgin, Modern Family, New Girl. I'm going to go with the Big Bang Theory because it's just, You know, Jim Parsons, I think, will win comedic actor. Although I love Andy Samberg in that Brooklyn Nine-Nine or whatever it is. Okay, favorite network TV drama. Chicago Fire. That's Jack's favorite because he wants to be a fireman. Empire, Grey's Anatomy, How to Get Away with Murder, and Quantico. I've seen none of those. I don't think I've ever seen one of them.
I thought I was going to get into Chicago Fire, but couldn't do it.
Why?
I'm trying to think. Is Chicago Fire NBC?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's great because Chicago Fire, NBC product, station and engine is 51. Emergency, also an NBC product, and engine 51.
Oh, man, you're speaking the truth.
Let me just drop some knowledge there.
You did. You dropped some knowledge. Favorite cable TV comedy, Atlanta, Baby Daddy, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Real House Husbands of Hollywood, and Younger. I'm going to go with Atlanta because I think that's what everybody's talking about right now. Favorite cable TV drama. But see, here's the thing. I say that. I'm trying to pick based on how they would pick it in the Oscars, and that's not the truth because this is the people. So it could be anybody. Okay, favorite cable TV drama. The Americans, Bates Motel, Mr. Robot, Pretty Little Liars, and Queen Sugar.
Seen none of them.
I have seen none. I know what The Americans is. I know what Bates Motel is. I know what Mr. Robot is. I have teenage sisters, so I know what Pretty Little Liars is. Queen Sugar, never seen it.
I've never even heard of Mr. Robot.
I've seen the ads for it. Here's one. This is favorite premium comedy series. So it means this is on a pay kind of thing. Hulu, Netflix, Crackle, whatever that kind of stuff is. You know, Amazon Prime. Fuller House, The Mindy Project, Shameless, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, and Veep. I have seen Veep.
I saw Shameless a couple of years ago. I thought it was okay. And I love William H. Macy.
Yeah, it's one of those... I'm just really bad at TV. Isn't that weird to say? I'm bad at TV. But I will say Veep I like a lot. I like that a lot. Favorite premium drama series, Homeland, House of Cards, Narcos, Orange is the New Black, and Power. I'm going to go with Narcos. And I've seen none of them. I pride myself, just like I pride myself of never hearing that Hello song by Adele. I pride myself by not actually seeing any of these.
Yeah, I do too.
All right, for Jack. Favorite network sci-fi fantasy TV shows, Arrow, The Flash, Once Upon a Time, Supernatural, The Vampire. I'm going to go with Arrow.
I hear that's very popular.
It is. It's popular amongst the youth of America. It's just great. I just love this kind of stuff because I feel like this is what we like, right? Like when those people out there, they try to jam, like, you're going to love this movie. You're going to love this movie. And then you're like, I don't want to go watch somebody get a disease and die for 2 hours. That's not what I want to do. I want to escape. I want to eat popcorn and I want to laugh. I want something to be rude and inane and just, I don't want to watch that. And they shove it down our throats as if we're supposed to care. I like this because we know it's crap. That's why we like it. That's television and movies are two ways. It's the same thing with food. The stuff that people say is good for you usually tastes like crap, and it's got a, you know, it's got a small audience. The stuff that's bad for you sells millions and billions of dollars worth of stuff. Same thing for movies and TV. A lot of the stuff that's really good and deep and, oh, nobody cares to see it. The stuff that blows up and is popcorn worthy, we're all going to see. It's my take there, kids. What do you think of that? Okay, here's stuff I have seen. Favorite animated TV shows. We've got this one, Phil. American Dad, Bob's Burgers, Family Guy, The Simpsons, and South Park.
Family Guy. I just don't get Bob's Burgers.
I do not get Bob's Burgers. I have tried. I have been, you know, to me, it's like one of those, it's like the Orange is the New Black. You're going to love this. Or it's like I watch it, I'm like, I have no idea. It doesn't make me laugh. And every time I hear his voice, all I think of is, that's Archer. Have you seen The Archer, for those of you off topic? Have you seen The Archer where he gets knocked out and then he wakes up and he's Bob from Bob's Burgers?
No, I have not, because I haven't watched
it's
Archer.
Absolutely hilarious. I'm going to go with South Park on that one. Man, I do love Family Guy. So that's some of your excitement that is for the new and exciting, amazing People's Choice Awards. And remember, people, it's about the people. Speaking of people, I'm a people pleaser, and I want to please you, especially if you're a business owner. Maybe you're an HR director, and you're hunting, you're searching for that perfect candidate because you have a job that you need filled. You don't have a lot of time to waste. Time is money. You are busy. Well, let me tell you something. If you post your job in one site, it ain't going to get the job done. You want to post your job across many sites because you want that net expanded. You want to find the perfect candidate. You want to find the perfect hire. All you need to do is go to ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job on 100-plus sites, including social media sites like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. You can find candidates in any city, industry, nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. And that's important. You're busy. You don't have time to juggle emails. You don't have time to juggle calls. You want it quick. So they're going to quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and you hire the right person fast for the job you have. You're not going to hire just somebody who's taken up time. You're going to hire the best candidate. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 1 million businesses. And right now, for the listeners of the Chad Benson Show, that's you out there, ZipRecruiter is going to let you post a job for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/report. That's ZipRecruiter.com/report. One more time, Chad Benson Show listeners, post your job for free at ZipRecruiter.com/report and tell them Chad sent you. Wrap it up, Chad Benson Show.
I'll take it, wrap it up. I'll take it, wrap it up. I'll take it.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
Barbara Boxer is introducing a bill that will eliminate the Electoral College. It's not retroactive, though, so for all you whiners out there who are trying to be winners, it's not going to change the next 4 years. It's amazing, isn't it? Hey, look, for me, right, I would love the fact that my vote would count for something, because as it stands now in California, and my vote doesn't really count for much, because rarely will I pick it. I pick Democrats in local races. I've picked Democrats in other races. But, you know, I'm very rarely on the side of the Democrats and in times or the Republican side of things this year, as we know, for president. But it'd be nice, I think, for a lot of people out there, Democrats in states like, you know, Texas and stuff and Republicans in states like California, where maybe your vote would actually count for something comparatively as opposed to what it is now, where your vote really only counts in certain situations. So it's frustrating. Trust me, at times it's very frustrating, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. I smell more sore loser than anything else. More a reach for the populace and grab it by the scruff of the neck. That alone shows me that the founders were right. This is why they set this up, so the Barbara Boxers of the world wouldn't hijack it. Oh, Chad. If you're in Sweden, the Sweden's biggest union has opened up a call line. And the reason they've done this is in Sweden, they're worried about a thing called mansplaining. This is where a man inside of a workplace may explain something and or lecture a woman. And in doing so, that woman may know more and she will be offended and she wants to air her grievances. Well, now they've got a line that is open where she can go and call that line. We were able to talk to them today and they actually sent us a call to find out kind of what it was like that people would be airing their grievances about. And we were able to cut it up and use it for you guys. So take a listen.
Hello, there, mansplaining line.
Hello, mansplaining line. I've got a problem with the mansplaining.
Oh, for sure. What be your problem with the mansplaining?
Oh, this is crazy. But I was talking about Schleepetapa-Ubi and Upa-Upa-Upa-Upu and, of course, with the Yerba-Herber.
Oh, of course, with the Yerba-Herber, I see.
And then I was like a hoopty van sloopty and slappy, and of course, hoopty van sleepy. And then I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And he was like, ooh, ooh, ooh. And I was like, yeah, yeah. And he was, ooh, yeah, ooh, yeah, ooh, yeah.
Oh, for sure, with the hoopty van sloopty van, that very much so. Yes, 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 yes. What about the meatballs?
Oh, they were everywhere. There were meatballs. And of course, Appa was involved. Of course, there was. And
oh, for sure. What about the Volvo?
Of course, Volvo was involved as well as IKEA.
Oh, for sure. Did you talk about the yoopty hoopty van hoopty hoopty?
I did, but then he was like, hoopty van sloopty. And then I was like, oh, for sure, for sure.
Oh, very much so, very much so. See, see. Okay. Well, thank you for calling mansplaining line.
Okay. What are you going to do?
Thank you for calling mansplaining line. You've mansplained it to me enough.
Hello? 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 Oh, von Soupte, von Sleepte, von Hoopte Doop. Mansplaining hotline in my ass. Hoopte, von Sloopte, von Sleepte.
Ooh, she's angry. Wow. Would you ladies like that? Would you like a mansplaining line? So if a man says something to you or lectures you that you could call up and you could bitch about it and report it to somebody? Most of the people that are working there are people who are there to do a study. And also comedians, because you know what? Nothing says being mansplained to you like some guy writing out a joke. Get ready to take it to the stage. But that was the sweetest version of mansplaining. I'm sure it goes on everywhere. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter. You got the C, you got the H, you got the A, you got the D. That's Chad, B-E-N-S-O-N. Love it when you tweet at us. Love it when you text us 24/7, 365 days a year. You can do that at 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. And check out ChadBensonShow.com. We got all the fun bits up there and great stuff like Diamond and Silk from yesterday. So check it out at ChadBensonShow.com. For Anthony, for John, for my man Phil, my name is Chad Benson. And as I say to you, always, night-night, Jack.
The Chad Benson Show.